Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Tea and Turbulence here. We got Pat Murphy from the AWC, and we have a special visitor today, Jeff Last. He's joining us from the NWS, and he works with storm readiness. So we hope everyone survived that morning bout of showers, and the grounds are pretty muddy out here, so we're just hoping for the best for the afternoon. Jeff, can you tell us a little bit about what you do with storm readiness?
Well, the Storm Ready program is a community volunteer program which gives people, organizations, communities a chance to look at their severe weather safety plans. It's important that we're ready for severe weather, and certainly this is the time of year. And the EAA, being a large outdoor venue, wanted to look at their plan. So I worked with them, along with Winnebago County Emergency Management, to look at the plan. What could we do to improve it so that when severe weather threatens, we can get that information out to the visitors, the guests here at AirVenture.
Okay, so in the case of severe weather, there are security people with walkie-talkies passing the news to just try and take cover.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah, and it's even more than that. The EAA has implemented a really comprehensive dissemination system using social media, text messaging, portable outdoor sirens for severe weather alerts, the PA system, everything that they have at their disposal to ensure that a severe weather message gets to those who are visiting here at the grounds. Besides that, those visitors who are staying at the campgrounds, they receive severe weather information, safety information, what they can do in the event of severe weather. It can occur 24/7, so we want to make sure everybody who's here at any time is prepared in the event a warning is issued.
Okay. So social media, you mean if you're on Facebook with the NWS or...
With the EAA, the EAA Twitter account, EAA Update, will disseminate that severe weather information. Also, with smartphones and cell phones, you can actually get text messages of severe weather warnings that are in effect for the local area.
So
anybody with a cell phone, which is pretty much everybody nowadays, right. They can get that information right away. Not to mention the fact that many of the buildings, the larger buildings across all the grounds here, have NOAA weather radios. They're tuned to the National Weather Service network of radio stations. Again, a great way to get weather information right when it happens.
Okay.
And another nice thing about it, too, is you know, Jeff talked about the communications within the AirVenture itself, but there's also probably the communication that's going on between the people running AirVenture and the local emergency managers so that they can prepare to get, if they need emergency responders to come in and help with injured people or help clean up, that can happen a lot quicker through this readiness and preparedness.
So we're in good hands here at EAA.
As good as we can be, given that it's a large outdoor event and it's the middle of summer in Wisconsin.
So anything's possible.
It is.
Okay, the forecast for tonight, though, doesn't look so bad. We have, like, about another half hour of this nice, clear skies. Well, not clear.
Well, unfortunately, you know, we've been talking earlier week about impacts, you know, and we like to focus on the impact of the weather. And the impact today, unfortunately, is going to be the air show, it looks like. People are starting to line up and sit out for good seats and good views of the air show. We can see out the window, but looking at radar, there's some storms moving in from the west. It should be here in about half an hour, as you said. And they'll probably be sticking around for a good hour and a half.
About 4:35.
About 4:30 or so, yeah.
So we're wondering if they delay the air show, which I don't think they do. I feel like they've said that it's rain or shine.
Well, that's good.
Although it is just one patch of rain that's on the radar, they could delay it for less rain later. However, the convective potential is always there.
And I think like this morning, there weren't a whole lot of thunderstorms with these. It was mostly showers with a few thunderstorms. I think looking at the radar, it's kind of the same scenario.
Right.
So if it just is some showers and the ceilings are high enough, we could probably see some wet aerobatics this afternoon.
Okay. So the tent weather for tonight. You have a leaky tent. You're kind of out of luck, but...
Yeah, I think after this batch goes through, we'll probably have a lower chance of seeing some scattered thunderstorms through the late evening and overnight hours and even into tomorrow. But again, you know, leaky tent weather, you be on the lookout. Get ready to run into your car when your tent starts to leak, yeah. I guess, is the advice there.
All right. Well, we're just going to hope that by tomorrow it's dissipated by about, what Jeff say here, 12:32 p.m.?
Mid-afternoon perhaps, and then dry weather, tent drying weather coming in for Friday, Saturday. Humid, warm, but looks like rain-free.
Yeah, looking at the forecast for the weekend, that's what I read. Heat, not quite heat advisory weather, but definite heat and humidity. Even though we're getting so much rain, it's not going to cut the humidity out of the air.
It'll probably add to it a little bit.
Okay. Know? So yesterday was probably the nicest day of it. No, I shouldn't say that. I think Friday and Saturday are both going to be really
nice. Every day is a great day at the EAA.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Even today. So going back to what we were talking about with what you do, Jeff, and you said that the reason they started the storm readiness was because of the Sun and Fun event in March down in Florida, which is like a smaller scale airplane show.
Right, right, exactly.
Okay, so they had very severe weather.
Yeah, there was a tornado that affected the Sun and Fun earlier this year in Florida, and the EAA is part of that, certainly as observers, and they saw the effects of that, and they took that information back here to Oshkosh. And I actually put together a scenario for them to use at what we call a tabletop exercise, where we actually pretended that a severe squall line was moving into Oshkosh and was going to affect 90,000 people and 10,000 planes. And we went through the process of what needed to be done to ensure the safety of those people, that they had the information they needed to stay safe. And as we went through that process, we found areas where we can improve, where the EA could improve, where the Weather Service could improve in enhancing our forecasts to the EAA and local emergency management. It was successful in that areas of improvement were found. They worked on that over the last month or two. And I think our announcement today that EAA is storm ready is kind of a culmination of all the work that EAA has put into doing the best they can to ensure everyone is as safe as
possible. Properly notified.
Yes, right, if severe weather were to threaten.
Okay, and how many communities did you say counties are storm ready?
Across the country, and it's a countrywide program. There are over 1,700 communities that are storm ready. Here in Northeast Wisconsin, there are two storm ready supporters, the EAA, of course, and the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field. So outdoor venues are certainly...
Go Vikings.
Go Packers. And so outdoor venues are encouraged to look at their severe weather safety plans and do what they can, you know, to make sure that people are safe, even Viking fans at Lambeau.
Awesome.
What are the typical community requirements to become storm ready?
Well, the two real important ones is ways to get information to somebody who makes a decision regarding what they need to do with that information. And the second one is how to distribute that information to your citizens, whether it's the guests at EAA or the public in a city or a village. Those are two really important ones. So we have to be able to listen for weather information and then get that to our citizens. So you have to have multiple redundant ways of doing that, because if, for example, if power goes out...
Satellite TV goes out a lot.
Right. You have to have another way to rely on getting that information. So we look for redundant ways to get information, redundant ways to distribute information, and just basically making sure the community knows what to do when a warning is issued. Okay, now I've got a warning. What do I do with it? We make sure that we educate our community as well. So those are some of the ways any community, whether it's a venue like a stadium or the EAA or a city or village, it gives them a chance to look at their plan and strengthen that plan so they can stay safe.
I think it's come a long way. Just even notifications for people of a storm that's far out with the help of radar and just the help of stuff like that. What about the weather radios that you mentioned? Where can people get those? Because that broadcasts from the NWS. They send out their warnings.
Exactly, yeah. Here in Wisconsin, for example, there are 30 weather radio stations that are broadcasting 24/7 weather information from the local NWS office. You can buy a weather radio at your favorite electronics store.
Okay.
Some of the hardware stores sell them online. There are numerous stores online that sell these weather radios, and they only cost $20 to $40. But with a battery backup, you are insured to get weather information even if the power goes out at your home or business.
Okay.
It turns out every school, public and private, across the country has a weather radio so that during the school year, when severe weather can threaten in some parts of the country, they can get that important weather information as well. And we hope that every home across the country has a weather radio like they do a smoke alarm.
Yeah. I mean, it is just such a simple step to take to ensure that you get the information that you need, not taking the chances relying on satellite or your local TV
station.
Exactly.
You know, at 2 o'clock in the morning, you're sleeping. You're probably not watching TV. You can't hear the outdoor siren because it's not...
And they beep?
And they automatically turn on with a loud alert and a broadcast of what it is, what's coming in, and what to do to stay safe.
Wow, that's a great investment. Looking at 1 minute. All right. So thank you so much for joining us, Jeff.
Thank you. Thanks
Very
for having
informative,
me.
And it's good to know that we're storm ready here at AeroVenture.
We are, and it was a pleasure to talk to you, and I'm glad that we're ready for storms if they would hit us.
Which hopefully they don't.
Hopefully they don't, and it doesn't look too likely tonight.
A little bit more rain later.
Yeah, here, we said, in about a half an hour, we will get some rain, no doubt about that. So we'll get wet here for a little while. But this evening, just some scattered thunderstorms.
Yeah, may dry out. Some convective storms may pop up, but they may miss us as well.
That's right.
We are good to go for the air show, hopefully, here. We'll see what happens. Thanks for joining us. This is Tea and Turbulence. Randy Whipek signing off.